countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
So we are already well into the month of January. And according to a recent survey, two out of three of us will give up a New Year's resolution by the end of this month. I didn't make one, so nothing to give up. But if you're looking for inspiration to keep going, my next guest will provide that in spades. Pauline McCarthy from Ballybrick in County Limerick, for her age, is but a number. She recently was part of the Junior B football team that won the county championship with her club, St. Davies, just a week after her 62nd birthday. And on the day, Pauline scored 1-2. And she also played in the County Camogie final with her club, but they didn't win that one. Can't win everything. Pauline, good morning to you.
Good morning, Damien. How are you?
And lovely to chat to you, Pauline. Congratulations on the county title. One, I'm sure, of many that you've lost count of. What keeps you so enthusiastic and fit to play at the age of 62?
Well, I suppose it's something I've never given it up. You know, I've never had to stop playing. So I've been very lucky with injuries and things that I haven't been injured. So I just look forward to it. I don't make New Year's resolutions either, like yourself. So I don't have anything to live up to or to be trying to make difficult for myself. So I go training at the beginning of the year, and if I'm good enough, then someone picks me for the team, and I'll play away.
So as you said, you've never stopped. So you've never obviously thought about retiring. Do you fear retiring?
Not at all, no. So look, for every player, you're 2 minutes away from retiring. Like, you know, you're 2 minutes away from an injury, or even less, 10 seconds away from an injury that could stop everything, you know.
Yeah.
I don't see why I should have to give it up. If I enjoy something, why do you feel you have to give it up?
Well, I suppose for a lot of people, father time, and once you cross the big 4-0, maybe in a lot of cases, particularly I suppose with a lot of men and women as well, other things take over in life. But for you, you just obviously are immersed in it.
Well, I'm immersed. It's not really that difficult, I suppose, for me. I'm single anyway in the first place, so I don't have any major responsibilities
or distractions.
Our distractions. But I think there's a kind of there's a pressure when people, you know, turn 30 maybe, and other people are looking at them saying, God, are you still playing? Like, you know. Mm. So I've got loads of that down the years. They kind of have stopped doing it now because it's just a waste of time, obviously. But, you know, there's enough people to discourage you from doing what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, you're over 50 years playing since you started playing.
Yeah.
So you must have seen many positive changes. That must have been a much different time for women in sport.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's not comparable at all to modern day. There was telephones, all right, but there was no WhatsApp or no messaging or anything like with mobile phones. So if there was a match fixed, like it was a big deal to cancel a match, you know. Girls didn't have sponsorship. Your gear was t-shirts maybe and a skirt if you were lucky. I wasn't there for the pinafores and the blouse and the black tights and the white socks, which they had before for Camogie. But you know, times have changed hugely now, and people have cars, and you know, there's a bit more affluence and there's a bit of sponsorship coming in lately. But you'll still see, like, you know, for every 20 girls in general, there's maybe only 4 playing a sport, you know.
Yeah. And over the years, you would have shared a dressing room with obviously many different generations. You'd have seen people come and go. What's it like, I suppose, sharing a dressing room now with 20-year-olds?
Sure, they're still girls, like, you know. I'm young at heart, I suppose. Granted, when they were a little bit younger, they're talking about school and things like that, things that I haven't been in school for a long, long time, so I wouldn't have something in common with them. But as they get a bit older, they start working and they have other things in their head other than school and boys and all that sort of stuff. But sure, it's just fun. Like, I laugh at them. They're very funny and they're lovely kids, like, you know.
Yeah.
they're different, all right. We might have been, I think we were a little bit more serious when I was younger. we were out working earlier, maybe a different type of working. Like when we got a job, you had to hold on to it. You know, it was the job for life. There wasn't any other jobs there. But now people are in and out of jobs and, you know, the world is their oyster, really.
Yeah. And as you get a little bit older, are you still getting stuck in, or do you find teams try to target you in any way, or maybe they have a lot of respect for you out on the pitch? Do you fear about getting injured?
Well, there's always the risk of injury. I don't fear it. I don't go out in the field thinking I'm going to get a bang and get injured. But it might happen. But like, if you don't target somebody, if people aren't targeting you, then there's something wrong. Like, that's normal.
That's showing respect for you, yeah.
So it is. You might have two or three that might come for you at some stage. But I suppose I get a bit cuter. I'm better able to read the game. Than I used to be. Like I did play at senior level, so like I'm playing at junior B level now, so that's down two or three levels from senior. So you do learn something from playing senior for 30 years, you know.
Yeah, and listen, I know you work with the Milford Care Centre and you have a big fundraiser, a 10K run for the hospice in March. I think there's a Milford Care Centre.ie for more details on that. So are you going to continue
that's
playing?
Right, yeah, we have a 10K that we run annually. So we've had to move it this year. We normally run it at the end of January. So it's been moved now to March the 13th. And you can log on to Milford Care Centre, www.milfordcarecentre.ie. And there's a slider on the website that will take you to an Eventbrite page. Yeah. And you can register there.
And as I said, you're going to continue, are you? Playing for another few years?
Well, I'll start off training again this year and see how it goes. If it goes well, I'll stay fit and get fitter as the year goes on.
Right.
I'm sure the selectors then will pick you or not. That's it. That's not up to me. I just got to train with everybody else.
All right. Listen, your enthusiasm.
We could have 30 or 40 girls there.
Your enthusiasm is so much to be admired, Pauline. It's been a great pleasure chatting to you. Congratulations on all your success. And we just wonder, is that a record? Do let us know if you can beat that. Over 50 years playing and still togging out for the club and still scoring in county finals at 62. Pauline McCarthy, thank you very much for joining us.